The Birth of Hip Hop, Celebrating the 50th Birthday and Exploring Its History. This month marks an important milestone in music history, the 50th anniversary of the birth of hip hop. It was on August 11, 1973 in the Bronx, New York that Clive, DJ Kool Herc, Campbell threw a back-to-school party that would end up being a seminal moment in the creation of a whole new genre. During that party, Kool Herc used groundbreaking turntable techniques like the merry-go-round to isolate and extend the instrumental breaks in funk records, allowing dancers to show off their moves. From these humble beginnings at a community recreation room party, the vibrant culture of hip-hop music was born. Now, 50 years later, hip-hop reigns as one of the most influential and popular genres worldwide. So, this August we introduce the birth of hip-hop, celebrating the 50th birthday and exploring its history. The thing about hip-hop today is it's smart, it's insightful. The way they can communicate a complex message in a very short space is remarkable. Barack Obama, celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop, a genre born in the streets of New York. Hip-hop is a genre born in the streets of New York City that has come a long way since its humble beginnings. From igniting a cultural revolution to becoming a global phenomenon, it has left an indelible mark on music, fashion, and popular culture. As we look back on the 50th birthday of hip-hop, let's reflect on its journey and the key takeaways. Back in the 1970s, the Bronx was a tough place to live. Crime rates were high, and economic opportunities were low. But amidst all the chaos and despair, a young Jamaican-American named DJ Kool Herc came to the rescue. With his turntables and speakers, Herc pioneered the art of breakbeat DJing, where he extended instrumental sections, or breaks, of funk songs to create a continuous groove that had people dancing like nobody's business. But Herc wasn't the only one shaping the hip-hop movement. Jamaican sound systems also played a significant role in influencing the music style. Their booming bass and energetic performances laid the groundwork for the booming speakers and energetic performances we know and love today. And then came the block parties, those legendary gatherings where people from all walks of life came together to embrace the beats and express themselves through dance. It was here that hip-hop cemented its place in history, with MCs, or MCs, taking the stage to hype up the crowd and add their unique flavor to the mix. As hip-hop continued to evolve, pioneers and visionaries emerged, pushing the boundaries and ensuring its longevity. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five became known for their groundbreaking turntablism, while the Sugar Hill Gang's hit single, Rapper's Delight, became the first hip-hop track to reach mainstream success. But hip-hop was more than just a catchy beat, it was a powerful platform for social and political commentary. Public Enemy's politically charged lyrics shed light on racial inequality and injustice, while N.W.A. brought the gritty realities of life in Compton to the forefront with their unapologetic gangsta rap. Celebrating the 50th birth of hip-hop, 80s-90s. In the 80s and 90s, hip-hop exploded into the mainstream, with acts like Run-DMC taking the genre to unprecedented heights. They not only dominated the charts but also paved the way for future artists to embrace their own unique style and make their mark on the global stage. Speaking of going global, hip-hop's impact knew no bounds. From Europe to Asia, the genre transcended cultural boundaries and connected people from all corners of the world. It sparked the rise of streetwear as a fashion statement and influenced sneaker culture like never before. The language and slang of hip-hop became a part of everyday conversation, and the stereotypes surrounding the genre were shattered one beat at a time. Of course, with great success comes controversy and criticism. The infamous East Coast versus West Coast rivalry divided the hip-hop community, leading to feuds, violence, and even tragedy. Sexism and misogyny also plagued the industry, but artists like Queen Latifah and Lauryn Hill broke barriers and opened doors for women in hip-hop. And let's not forget the commercialization of hip-hop, where sometimes, it felt like the artistry took a backseat to profit. As we look to the future of hip-hop, we see a landscape filled with endless possibilities. New subgenres are emerging, pushing the boundaries of what hip-hop can be. Technology continues to play a significant role, with artists embracing social media and streaming platforms to share their music with the world. And finally, the industry is slowly but surely diversifying and becoming more inclusive, giving voice to artists from all backgrounds. So there you have it, the incredible journey of hip-hop, from its humble beginnings in the Bronx to becoming a global phenomenon. Happy 50th birthday, hip-hop. Here's to many more years of beats, rhymes, and cultural revolutions. Now go ahead, turn up the volume, and let the music take you on a wild ride. Celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop. Origins. Let's dive into the captivating origins of hip-hop and explore the key players who shaped its identity. As we said, it all started in the streets of the Bronx, New York, in the 1970s. One of the influential figures in this narrative is DJ Kool Herc, who is often credited as the father of hip-hop. With his innovative techniques and sound system, he pioneered the art of mixing and blending music, creating a unique experience for partygoers. Herc's legendary parties were breeding grounds for creativity and self-expression, providing the fertile ground on which hip-hop would flourish. But DJ Kool Herc wasn't the only driving force behind hip-hop's birth. The influences of Jamaican sound systems played a significant role in shaping the genre. Sound systems, with their powerful speakers and distinctive mixing techniques, created a dynamic and immersive experience for their audiences. This style made its way to the Bronx, where it merged with the local music scene, giving birth to the rhythmically charged beats that characterize hip-hop. Block parties became the epicenter of this cultural revolution. These street gatherings brought people together, fostering a sense of community and creating a platform for aspiring artists to showcase their talents. The energy and creativity that radiated from these block parties were the catalysts for the birth and evolution of hip-hop culture. From spontaneous dance battles to graffiti art and beatboxing, a vibrant new world was taking form. Celebrating the 50th birth of hip-hop, the role of MCs. MCs, or masters of ceremonies, were instrumental in shaping the identity of hip-hop. Often referred to as rappers today, these skilled wordsmiths provided the vital lyrical component that added depth and storytelling to the music. Through their rhymes, they reflected the realities of their communities, highlighting social issues and giving voice to the unheard. The role of MCs in hip-hop cannot be underestimated, as they became the storytellers and poets of a generation. With its roots firmly planted, hip-hop began to evolve and expand its influence. Pioneers like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five pushed the boundaries of DJing and incorporated new techniques like scratching and mixing. The Sugar Hill Gang burst onto the scene with their hit song, Rapper's Delight, marking the first hip-hop track to gain mainstream success and introducing the genre to a wider audience. Birth of hip-hop, a political journey. As hip-hop continued its journey, it became a platform for political consciousness. Public Enemy emerged as a powerful force, addressing social and racial injustice through their music. Their explosive lyrics and powerful performances resonated with a generation hungry for change. On the West Coast, N.W.A., Niggas With Attitudes, revolutionized hip-hop with their raw and unfiltered portrayal of life in Compton. They ushered in the era of gangsta rap, giving a voice to marginalized communities and challenging societal norms. Hip-hop's influence soon transcended national borders, taking the world by storm. Run-DMC emerged as trailblazers, combining rap with rock influences and becoming the first hip-hop group to achieve mainstream success on the music charts. The 80s and 90s saw a golden age for hip-hop, with artists like Tupac Shakur, the Notorious B.I.G., and Wu-Tang Clan dominating the scene. The global impact of hip-hop couldn't be ignored, as international artists began to embrace the genre and incorporate their unique cultural influences. From London to Tokyo, hip-hop became a universal language, connecting people from all walks of life. In addition to its musical influence, hip-hop made an indelible mark on fashion and culture. Streetwear became synonymous with the genre, with artists embracing oversized clothing, chains, and bucket hats. Sneaker culture also experienced a shift, with hip-hop artists becoming brand endorsers and driving up demand for iconic footwear. Furthermore, hip-hop's impact on language and slang cannot be overlooked. From catchy phrases to inventive wordplay, the genre has introduced countless words and phrases into everyday conversation. It has become a powerful tool for breaking down societal stereotypes and challenging the status quo. Nevertheless, as hip-hop attained greater mainstream success, it faced its fair share of controversy and criticism. The battle between the East Coast and West Coast factions led to a tragic clash between artists, claiming the lives of two influential figures, Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G. Additionally, the commercialization of hip-hop led to concerns about its authenticity and dilution of its rebellious spirit. As we look to the future, hip-hop continues to evolve. New genres and subgenres emerge, constantly pushing the boundaries of what defines the genre. Technology plays an ever-increasing role, with artists utilizing social media and streaming platforms to reach global audiences. Diversification and inclusion within the industry are also gaining momentum, as artists from diverse backgrounds challenge the traditional norms and bring fresh perspectives to the forefront. In conclusion, hip-hop's journey from the block parties of the Bronx to global domination is a testament to its cultural significance. It has given a voice to the marginalized, challenged societal norms, and shaped fashion and language. As we celebrate its 50th birthday, hip-hop remains an ever-evolving force, ready to shape the future of music and culture with its unapologetic spirit. Celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop, evolution and pioneers. Ah, the evolution of hip-hop. It's like watching a caterpillar transform into a butterfly, except in this case, the caterpillar is a beatmaker and the butterfly is a rapper with bling. So, let's dive into the world of pioneers who took hip-hop from its humble beginnings to the worldwide phenomenon it is today. Let's start by taking a trip back in time to the late 1970s, a golden era when Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five burst onto the scene. These guys were like the Avengers of hip-hop, with Grandmaster Flash as the fearless leader and his crew of MCs, Master of Ceremonies, spitting rhymes like no one had ever heard before. They pioneered the art of DJing and turntablism, scratching and mixing records to create mind-blowing beats that made people want to breakdance their hearts out. But wait, there's more. Enter the Sugar Hill Gang, the first hip-hop group to have a hit single on the Billboard charts. With their iconic track, Rapper's Delight, they gave birth to the mainstream success of hip-hop. These guys were like the OGs of rap, introducing the world to the power of rhyming words over funky beats. Following in their footsteps, Public Enemy took things up a notch with their politically charged lyrics and their fierce determination to fight for equality and justice. They brought social consciousness to the forefront of hip-hop, using their platform to address important issues like racism, poverty, and police brutality. So, if Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five were the Avengers, then Public Enemy were the X-Men of hip-hop, using their mutant powers of rap to change the world. And let's not forget about N.W.A., the pioneers of gangsta rap. These guys weren't afraid to tell it like it is, shedding light on the harsh realities of life in the streets. With their raw and gritty lyrics, they captured the attention of a generation and sparked controversy and debate. They may have been considered rebels, but they definitely left their mark on the hip-hop landscape. Now that we've traveled through the annals of hip-hop history, it's clear that these pioneers laid the foundation for the genre we know and love today. They pushed boundaries, challenged norms, and brought a unique style of storytelling to the world. Thanks to their creativity and trailblazing spirit, hip-hop went from being an underground movement to a global phenomenon. So, the next time you bob your head to a sick beat or recite the lyrics to your favorite rap song, remember the pioneers who paved the way. They took hip-hop from the streets of New York to the stages of arenas worldwide. And their legacy lives on, inspiring new generations of artists to keep pushing the boundaries and embracing their unique voices. Now, let's move on to the next chapter in the hip-hop saga, exploring how it made its way into the mainstream and its impact on fashion and culture. Celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop, mainstream success and global impact. After years of being on the fringes, hip-hop finally burst into the mainstream in the 1980s, leaving a lasting impact on the music industry and popular culture as a whole. It was like hip-hop had finally received its acceptance letter to Hogwarts, except instead of waving wands, they were waving microphones and turntables. Let's dive into this era of rap domination and see how it made its mark. One of the major players in bringing hip-hop to the masses was none other than Run-DMC. These dudes were so cool, they made Ice Cube's jealous. In the mid-80s, Run-DMC released a string of hit singles that climbed up the charts, proving that hip-hop had undeniable commercial potential. They were the first rap group to have a gold album, which was a big deal at the time. With their fresh beats, slick rhymes, and killer fashion sense, those iconic Adidas tracksuits, man, Run-DMC helped hip-hop crash the gates of mainstream music. But let's not stop at Run-DMC, shall we? The 80s and 90s were a golden age for hip-hop, a time when artists like Tupac, Biggie, and Nas were dropping lyrical bombs. The widespread success of these artists not only solidified hip-hop's place in popular music but also brought attention to the issues faced by marginalized communities. Hip-hop became a voice for the voiceless, a medium for expressing the realities of life in the inner city. It was like the underdog finally nabbed the spotlight and used it to shed light on the struggles and triumphs of their communities. Celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop, spreading the words. Hip-hop's impact wasn't limited to just the United States. It packed its bags and set sail on a global adventure, turning heads and Mac and G waves wherever it went. The genre reached far and wide, breaking through language barriers and cultural differences. Suddenly, people in every corner of the world were bobbing their heads to the beat and trying to mimic the swagger of their favorite rappers. It was like a hip-hop army had formed, with fans from all backgrounds united by the love of the music. In the global pursuit of all things hip-hop, different countries added their unique flavors to the mix. From the UK's grime scene to the catchy beats of K-pop, hip-hop found itself morphing into various subgenres, adapting and evolving with each new cultural influence. It was like hip-hop had gone on a trip around the world and come back with a suitcase full of diverse sounds. Looking back, it's clear that hip-hop didn't just rock the music industry, it shattered stereotypes and paved the way for artists of all backgrounds to express themselves. It wasn't just about catchy beats and flashy lyrics, it was a movement, a cultural revolution. Hip-hop took the world by storm and never looked back. Who knew that a genre born out of the streets of New York would go on to conquer the charts and captivate the hearts of millions? Hip-hop is a testament to the power of music, the ability to transcend boundaries and bring people together. So let's raise our glasses, or microphones, and toast to the incredible journey of hip-hop. Here's to the past, present, and future of the genre that changed the world. Celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop. Influence on fashion and culture. Hip-hop, oh how it has influenced the world around us. Its impact has stretched far beyond just music, shaping fashion, language, and breaking down stereotypes along the way. Let's dive into the stylish world of hip-hop and explore how it has left its mark on fashion and culture. First up, we have the rise of streetwear. Hip-hop's fashion sense has always been unapologetically cool. From baggy jeans and oversized shirts to bucket hats and flashy jewelry, streetwear has become synonymous with hip-hop culture. It's all about expressing yourself and standing out from the crowd. Who needs to conform to societal norms when you can rock your own unique style? Next, let's talk about hip-hop's influence on sneaker culture. Sneakers have become an essential part of the hip-hop fashion scene. From classic Air Jordans to limited edition collaborations, sneakerheads take their love for kicks to the next level. It's not just about comfort anymore, it's a statement of style. Hip-hop's impact on language and slang is undeniable. It has introduced us to a whole new vocabulary that has seeped into everyday conversation. Words like dope, fly, and bling originated from the hip-hop world and have now become part of mainstream lexicon. You can thank hip-hop for keeping our language fresh and vibrant. Lastly, hip-hop has played a vital role in breaking down stereotypes. It has given a voice to the marginalized and challenged societal norms. Artists like Queen Latifah and Lauryn Hill have empowered women in a male-dominated industry, proving that talent knows no gender. Hip-hop has also used its platform to address social and political issues, sparking important conversations and demanding change. So, there you have it. Hip-hop's influence on fashion and culture is undeniable. It has revolutionized the way we dress, the way we talk, and the way we perceive the world. It's a force to be reckoned with, and it shows no signs of slowing down. The birth of hip-hop 50 years ago has not only transformed the music industry but has also left an indelible mark on our society. Let's keep celebrating this vibrant culture and all that it represents. Keep it fresh, keep it fly, and most importantly, keep it hip-hop. Celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop, controversy and criticism. Hip-hop, despite its undeniable influence and cultural impact, has not been spared from its fair share of controversy. So, buckle up, because we're diving into the drama that has made hip-hop the hot topic of many heated debates. First up, we have the infamous battle between the East Coast and the West Coast. Back in the 90s, hip-hop was divided by geography, pitting rap titans against each other in a ferocious war of words. On one side, you had the East Coast led by legendary figures like Notorious B.I.G. and Jay-Z, representing gritty lyricism and street credibility. On the other side, the West Coast boasted the likes of Tupac Shakur and Dr. Dre, bringing a more laid-back vibe and representing the emerging gangster rap movement. The tension between these two coasts escalated to a tragic end, as the rivalry ultimately led to the deaths of Tupac and Biggie Smalls. It was a dark chapter in hip-hop's history, reminding us that art, when taken too seriously, can have devastating consequences. Plus, as we said, sexism and misogyny have long plagued the hip-hop industry. Critics argue that the genre perpetuates harmful stereotypes and objectifies women. From derogatory lyrics to music videos that prioritize the male gaze, hip-hop has often been accused of marginalizing and degrading women. However, it's important to recognize that not all hip-hop artists contribute to this culture, and many have used their platform to promote gender equality and female empowerment. Still, the industry has a long way to go in addressing these issues and creating a more inclusive space for women. Celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop, art or commerce? Now, let's talk about the commercialization of hip-hop. As the genre gained mainstream popularity, it began to lose some of its raw authenticity. Record labels and corporations saw the potential for big bucks and quickly swooped in, blurring the lines between art and commerce. Critics argue that hip-hop has become a product, manufactured to appeal to the masses rather than maintaining its rebellious spirit. Many artists who initially expressed their social and political frustrations felt pressured to conform to a more commercially viable image. This shift in the industry's focus led to a decrease in the genre's cultural impact, with some claiming that hip-hop has lost its rebellious edge. Controversy and criticism are part and parcel of any creative industry, and hip-hop is no exception. From the East Coast versus West Coast feud to the ongoing battle against sexism and the drawbacks of commercialization, hip-hop has weathered many storms. But amidst the chaos, the genre continues to evolve and push boundaries, giving a voice to those who have been marginalized and fostering a sense of community like no other. So, let's celebrate the 50th birthday of hip-hop by acknowledging its flaws and appreciating the power it holds within the hearts and minds of millions around the world. Celebrating the 50th birthday of hip-hop, the future. Buckle up, folks, because we're about to take a wild ride through the rapidly evolving world of this genre. Hip-hop isn't just about tight beats and dope lyrics anymore. It's expanding, growing, and morphing into something completely unexpected. So, let's dive straight into it, shall we? Firstly, the emergence of new genres within hip-hop is mind-blowing. It's like witnessing a musical evolution right before our eyes. We've got trap, drill, mumble rap, and who knows what else the future holds. The diversity of these new sounds is both exciting and baffling. But hey, change is the spice of life, right? Now, let's talk technology. It's playing a massive role in shaping the future of hip-hop. With advancements like beat-making software and digital recording tools, anyone with a laptop and a dream can become the next big thing. Ain't that amazing? Don't get me wrong, though. It's still a long and difficult journey to make it to the top, but technology has certainly leveled the playing field. And speaking of leveling the playing field, diversification and inclusion in the industry are becoming more prominent. Long gone are the days when hip-hop was considered a niche genre. It has permeated almost every corner of the music industry, breaking down barriers and challenging stereotypes. Artists from all walks of life are now finding their place in the hip-hop scene. Go out there and explore the future of hip-hop for yourself. Embrace the new genres, appreciate the role of technology, and celebrate the diversification and inclusion happening within the industry. So, my fellow hip-hop enthusiasts, hold on tight because the future is looking bright. New genres will continue to emerge, technology will keep pushing boundaries, and the industry will become even more inclusive. Hip-hop is a force to be reckoned with, and it's only getting stronger. Let's ride this wave together and witness the incredible journey ahead. The bottom line about birth of hip-hop. In this long journey, we explored the birth of hip-hop, celebrating the 50th birthday and exploring its history. It emerged from the fertile ground of block parties, where aspiring DJs like DJ Kool Herc experimented with turntables, mixing beats, and introducing the concept of breakbeats. These parties became the birthplace of hip-hop, accompanied by the infectious energy of the Jamaican sound systems. MCs, or master of ceremonies, played a pivotal role in hip-hop's evolution by adding their rhythmic verses and lyrical prowess to the mix. They were the griots of the streets, their words carrying stories of struggle, joy, and life in the inner city. With the rise of pioneers like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, hip-hop transcended its local roots and began captivating audiences worldwide. The Sugar Hill Gang's breakout hit, Rapper's Delight, marked a turning point in popular culture, propelling hip-hop into the mainstream. But hip-hop wasn't just about catchy beats and clever rhymes, it was a powerful force for social and political change. Public Enemy's politically charged lyrics and N.W.A.'s unapologetic portrayal of street life brought hip-hop's raw reality to the forefront, challenging societal norms and sparking important conversations. As hip-hop continued to evolve, artists like Run-DMC carried the torch, achieving unprecedented success by topping the charts and bringing hip-hop into the homes of millions. The 80s and 90s became known as the golden age of hip-hop, a time when collaborations, storytelling, and creativity thrived. Hip-hop's seismic impact was not limited to the United States. It grew into a global phenomenon, breaking down cultural barriers and connecting people from all walks of life. Its influence on fashion, streetwear, sneaker culture, and language became undeniable, making hip-hop more than just a genre, it became a lifestyle. Of course, with fame and success came controversy and criticism. The infamous East Coast-West Coast rivalry, instances of sexism and misogyny, and the commercialization of hip-hop often overshadowed its positive aspects. However, hip-hop continued to adapt, opening doors for new genres and promoting diversity and inclusion within the industry. As we gaze into the future of hip-hop, we can expect new artists to emerge, further blurring the lines between genres. Technology will continue to play a significant role, facilitating collaborations and empowering aspiring artists to create and distribute their music on a global scale. In conclusion, the birth of hip-hop and its subsequent journey have been nothing short of extraordinary. From its humble origins to becoming a worldwide cultural force, it has challenged norms, broken barriers, and given a voice to the marginalized. As hip-hop continues to evolve, we eagerly anticipate what the future holds for this influential genre that has captivated hearts and minds for the past 50 years.